KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 9:01, we have sunny skies, 85 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued sunny skies today with a high around 100, heat indices of around 100 to 106. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. The City Council in Audubon held a regularly scheduled meeting Monday evening. During the session, the Council passed a resolution setting August 13th at 7 p.m. as the date and time for a public hearing to consider the sale of property at 118 East Division Street. They also approved the first consideration of an ordinance setting sewer rates. Audubon City Clerk Laura Hansen told KJAN News, if approved on the third and final consideration, the minimum rate for the sewer charge would be $32.52 for the first 0 to 5,000 gallons of water usage and $9.29 for each additional 1,000 gallons over 5,000. The rates would apply to both residential and commercial users. Hansen said also that the council discussed a potential ban on excess use of water. She said the city will put a notice in the local paper stating residents of Audubon need to conserve water. She says they'll be asked to be careful about how you're using water. Try not to wash your car. Try not to water your lawn. Hansen says there is no official ban on how residents use their water supply, but it may be coming, especially in light of the lower water tables in the city's wells due to the summer's drought. The bottom line, according to Hansen, is to conserve as much as possible. News time is 9:02.
It happens. You're driving down the road and you notice a beautiful new boat passing you. Funny, that boat looks just like the beautiful new boat you bought last month. Not so funny, that boat is your boat. It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. As you gather the life jackets, skis, and fishing gear for a fun time on the water, have you thought of what you'd do if suddenly, as you're going down the road, you realize your boat was no longer attached? Or if something should happen once you're on the water? Because it can happen to your boat under different circumstances. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you'll need for your boat and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Sheriff's officials in Adams County say a Prescott man was arrested Monday. 47-year-old David Adsett was taken into custody after deputies were called to a residence in rural Prescott following a reported domestic altercation. Upon further investigation, Adsett was arrested on a felony charge of domestic assault, third or subsequent offense, felony assault on a peace officer, and violation of a no-contact order. Adsett was brought to the Adams County Jail, where he was being held without bond, and officials say additional charges are currently pending. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports this morning that a cleanup is currently underway of debris blocking multiple lanes of Interstate 80 eastbound near Exit 3 in Council Bluffs. Officials say motorists should expect a delay traveling in that area. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say 35-year-old Davenport woman implicated in a mother-daughter drug operation has pleaded guilty. Angela Ryan made her plea Monday in U.S. District Court in Davenport. She faces 10 years to life in prison at her sentencing, which is set for November 9th. Court records say Ryan sold meth that her mother, 52-year-old Patricia Paris of Davenport, gave her once a month from November of 2008 to November of 2011. Ryan sold it around the Quad Cities area. Paris has pleaded not guilty and awaits trial on a charge of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. A Bettendorf accountant charged in Iowa's film program scandal is going on trial. The jury was selected Monday to hear evidence against 39-year-old Chad Witter. Opening statements are expected today. Witter is charged with fraud, theft, and ongoing criminal conduct. He's the last of 10 of the defendants to be tried for fraud or other charges. The film incentive program was shut down in 2009 after an audit showed millions of dollars were awarded improperly. In June, Witter client Dennis Brouse of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Prosecutors say evidence against Brouse showed that Witter signed documents on the horse trainer's behalf and submitted expenses to the state, including the cost of two vehicles that Brouse bought for his daughters. Iowa's corn crop has deteriorated further, with 40% now in very poor or poor condition. A week ago, it was 27%. USDA said it has received reports of farmers chopping down their corn. Just 23% of the crop is in good to excellent condition, and that's down from 36% a week ago. For Iowa soybeans, 30% are now in very poor or poor condition. It was 20% a week ago. Just 28% of the bean crop is in good or excellent condition. That's down from 38% a week ago. Nationally, 45% of the corn crop is very poor or poor. Last week, it was 38%. For soybeans, 35% is now poor or very poor compared with the 30% a week earlier. The nation's largest food distributor has joined a growing list of restaurants and retailers urging pork producers to stop using gestation stalls for sows. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Cisco executives released a written statement Monday saying they take the company's role as a responsible corporate citizen very seriously and would work diligently with suppliers to ensure humane treatment of animals. Cisco is the largest food distributor in the country with over $40 billion in sales last year in the U.S., Canada, and Ireland. The president of the Humane Society of the United States says a growing list of food service companies from McDonald's to Costco are conveying a no-confidence vote in gestation crates for pigs. Pork producers say the stalls keep the sows safe as pregnant pigs are often aggressive and get injured in fights. But major players in the pork industry like Cargill and Smithfield have announced the phase-out of the use of gestation stalls. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The National Pork Producers Council accuses what they refer to as radical animal rights groups of having the goal of ending food animal production in the U.S. The pork producers also accuse the Humane Society of not telling the truth about animal care on America's family farms. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says House Republicans need to quit stalling and vote on a farm bill that would reinstate expired disaster assistance, providing help for farmers suffering through the worst drought in almost a quarter century. Vilsack announced on Monday that virtually all farmland enrolled in the Federal Conservation Reserve Program has been released for haying and grazing of livestock, plus haying and grazing will be allowed on Wetland Reserve Program easement areas and drought-impacted areas, where it won't set back conservation goals. Speaking late Monday afternoon at an event in Mason City, Vilsack said the condition of the crops nationwide is continuing to decline rapidly.
Our latest crop report that was issued just minutes ago indicates our challenge. 35% of the nation's soybean crop now in poor to very poor condition. 45% of the nation's corn crop now in poor to very poor condition. And nearly 55% of our range and pasture land rated poor to very poor condition. That is a challenge for American producers and for all those whose livelihoods are tied to what happens on the farm.
Vilsack is asking Eric Cantor, a Republican leader in the U.S. House, to bring the 2012 Farm Bill up for a vote immediately, as the bill has passed the U.S. Senate and includes livestock disaster assistance programs.
The Majority Leader Eric Cantor has suggested he has his finger on the pause button. As I've said many times, I wish he would take his finger off the pause button so I don't have to put my finger on the panic button. I think producers are beginning to be concerned about this because we have until September 30th to have a new Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill. People say, well, maybe they can extend the existing Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill. The problem with that is it will not revive the livestock programs.
Vilsack accuses House Republican leaders of delaying help to the nation's farmers.
The House, as I understand it, adjourned a day early last week because, quote, they didn't have anything to do. Well, Farm Bill now. Pretty simple.
According to Vilsack, speedy passage of the Farm Bill would provide farmers and ranchers with some predictability in the midst of all the uncertainty caused by the drought.
They're planning on taking a five-week recess. I don't know of a single farmer who, in the midst of harvest, when there's work to be done, stops the combine and says, you know what, I think I'll just take a couple of weeks vacation and the work can always get done later. This has got to get done, and there is no better time to do it than now.
Last week, during a public briefing in the White House, Vilsack said he was getting on his knees every day and praying for rain. A leading atheist group took issue with Vilsack's statement. A leader of the Council for Secular Humanism said Vilsack was sending the wrong message to distraught farmers by suggesting prayer was the best response. During an event Monday afternoon in Mason City, Vilsack was asked by a reporter if he had any response to that.
I'm still praying.
Vilsack visited Soy Energy in Mason City and spoke to members of the Iowa Biodiesel Board. Earlier in the day, he visited the Cedar Rapids area and toured a farm near Center Point. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, stocks are slipping again on Wall Street on weak earnings from U.S. companies. After losing about 100 points yesterday, the Dow is falling further today. Stocks around the world tanked yesterday amid continued fears over a potential bailout of Spain and the future of the euro currency. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is voicing confidence the Obama administration and Congress will avert a fiscal crisis. Geithner told CBS This Morning program that it would be untenable to put off critical decisions on spending and taxes when the economy is still struggling. Asked what would happen if the Bush-era tax cuts are allowed to expire as automatic budget cuts take effect, Geithner replied it would cause a lot of damage to the economy. FBI agents are seeking evidence of bribery, fraud, extortion, and money laundering as they investigate the mayor of New Jersey's capital city. Documents obtained by the Times of Trenton show agents are also investigating vendor contracts with the city. Agents last week searched city hall offices in the homes of Mayor Tony Mack, his brother, and a campaign donor. And finally in the news, government researchers say more high school students are using condoms than 20 years ago, but they say progress has stalled and that a lot still needs to be done to protect young people from the AIDS virus. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 4 out of every 10 new HIV infections occur in people younger than 30. News time is 9:12.
You found the perfect spot, a nice shade tree, a beautiful view, and not too far from the water. You're backing into place when suddenly it happens. That tree branch is just a little too low to get your whole camper under it. Now you really will be sleeping under the stars. How are you going to pay for the damage? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. Because it can happen to your RV under different circumstances, pulling it down the road or once you're on location. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you will need for your RV and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, Mark Albert, age 60 of Atlantic, died Saturday. A gathering of friends and family for Mark Albert will be held this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Wayne Ray, age 80 of Greenfield, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Wayne Ray will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Hazel Johnson, age 97 of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Hazel Johnson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Connie Walter, age 65 of Exira, died Saturday. Celebration of Life memorial services for Connie Walter will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And John Lloyd, age 65 of Des Moines and formerly of Bayard, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Lloyd are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Our news was brought to you by United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust. The Sky Scan forecast is next.